Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to talk a little bit about the economy. There are a lot of experts, I guess, that are concerned about recent business. And over on Russia Today, they had a gentleman named Chris Watling. He's the chief executive of financial advisory firm Longview Economics. He was interviewed on CNBC and said the U.S. is on the brink of a recession. And he says the economic data is brutally bad. And one of the factors pointing to a recession is the latest reading of the leading economic index for the U.S., which fell by 1.2% in March, its lowest level since November of 2020. And so we're going to see what's going to happen on that one. Meanwhile, stocks around the world are falling on concerns of U.S. recession, banking, and the debt ceiling risks. Equities dropped in the U.S., Asia, and Europe yesterday as a combination of recession, banking, and debt ceiling risk facing the world's largest economy came together and dented the appetite for risk-taking. Now, Janet Yellen is definitely, she's joining the chorus of people saying that we've got to raise the debt ceiling, we've got to raise the debt ceiling. Janet was out there, fear-mongering, saying the U.S. default on debt would trigger an economic catastrophe that would send interest rates higher for years to come. And so that's her take. But you know something, raising the debt ceiling is not a solution because they keep doing that over and over and over and over. They raise the debt ceiling, they max out that credit card, then they just get a new credit card, you know, with a higher debt limit. That's not solving the problem, okay? This government has got to learn to live within its own means. Governments that do live within their own means, you know, tended to produce stable societies, okay, that grew and prospered, you know, without all this economic chaos around us here. Anyway, Moody's Investors Services, one of America's premier credit rating and analysis corporations, has issued downgrades for 11 regional investors. This development suggests that the recent bank failures have ushered in greater instability in the banking industry. Now, the U.S. banking sector has come under increased scrutiny following the catastrophic and historic failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, both of which were impacted by losses on bond investments and an unusually high percentage of uninsured depositors. In light of those banks' failures, Moody's signaled last month it was conducting reviews of some banks with particular attention on the potential weaknesses in the structures of regional banks. In other words, they're starting to move down the food chain. All righty. Let's see. 512-248-8252. Now, Saudi Arabia and Russia have just banned the United States from all OPEC oil beating sanctions, and it's adding to the economic pressure on our economy. And basically, Vladimir Putin and Mohammed bin Salman are satisfied with oil markets after sharing a phone call over the weekend, and that's probably going to annoy some people in Washington. Now, according to Russian state media, Putin and Mohammed bin Salman had a friendly, constructive, and informative conversation, and this was in the wake of last month's OPEC production cuts of about 1.2 million barrels per day. And Russia, who is a member of the OPEC Plus, chipped in with a 500,000 barrels per day of its own. So that's what's happening there. Meanwhile, 19 more countries have applied to join the BRICS Economic Union. The de-dollarization is well underway, and it's going to get ugly here. Meanwhile, Amazon, as they had predicted, they started layoffs impacting human resources and the cloud unit. And apparently the human resources head, Beth Galetti, sent notes to staffers informing them of the job cuts. Last week, Amazon laid off some employees in its advertising unit. Okay, 512-248-8252. Tom in Florida, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Mike. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, how you doing today, Mike? Okay, well, yeah, what's on my mind? I'll tell you what's on my mind. It ain't coconut, lime, and berry and whatever. What's on my mind today, Mike, is what's going on here with these gangs. But before I go to there, Mike, oh, yesterday you had a caller called in, and he was mentioning, was it the JDL he said or the ADL?
About I think it was the ADL.
Okay, the ADL.
Yeah, JDL's kind of been shut down. They were declared a terror group.
Okay, yeah. Okay, it was ADL. Okay, right. All right, so, yeah, what's on my mind, Mike, is earlier I called the show. Sure you know the host well. He was having a guest host for mentioned how many gang members are in Los Angeles compared to the Bloods and Crips. And you know what group I'm talking about, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, accordingly, there's more MS-13 gang members now in Los Angeles than there is the Bloods and Crips put together. Is that true, Mike?
I don't know that for a fact, but it would not surprise me.
Well, it'd be very interesting to find out because the very fact that we had a Uber Eats driver here in the state of Florida, not far from where that host lives, basically up there in north of Tampa, was literally cut to pieces by an MS-13 gang member.
Mm-hmm.
And who's responsible for that? Is the Biden administration to be held accountable for that man's murder in a brutal fashion? That was worse brutality than ISIS could have done when they were doing those beheadings. That was the worst, one of the worst things I ever heard, as a man who's just doing his job, for Uber Eats, you know, bringing food or whatever, and a gang member gets in his car and just, I don't know what he did to the guy, but he followed him or somewhere and then he just hacked him to death. And the pieces, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, limbs, cutting limbs off. Now, what kind of monsters are we allowing into this country? And if it's just one, Mike, I told you many a time, it's one too many. And somebody's got to be held accountable, and they should be persecuted to the full extent of the law. And that starts with that bumbling imbecile we got as a president of the United States, who's doing dereliction of duty. He's not following the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or whatever you want to call it. And he's derelict in the duty of a commander-in-chief. And he needs to resign immediately. Just like they were trying to force Donald Trump twice in the impeachment. Where's the articles of impeachment against Biden? I'm waiting. And this guy is committed.
Well, the House can impeach, but the Senate would have to convict and remove. And the Senate is still under Democratic control.
Well, you know what, Mike? If you could prove the case, like Sinema and Manchin, and about maybe some others that are going to be very vulnerable, I think you could get the articles to stick. I honestly do, Mike, because this is treason. What he's allowing it with the immigration, 10 million illegals pouring into this country, Mike, that's more than some states have in population in their states, such as Wyoming, Montana. I mean, Mike, this is absurd. Alaska, this is absurd, Mike. We're allowing this invasion, and if you got all these angel mothers and fathers out there who've lost a loved one to this.
Yep.
I mean, it's incredible. And you got, and nobody's ever, no congressman has ever had the nerve to say that George Soros needs to be arrested for his treasonous acts against the Constitution of the United States.
Yep.
Who's a Hungarian-born Zionist who hates this country and everything it stands for. And you got the Murdochs. The Murdochs were just caving into who's a higher power than them. Because there's a superpower. And nobody's even talking about. We know who they are.
Yep.
And now no one's talking about it because they're afraid of retribution of what's going to happen to their news networks or whatever. I mean, Mike, it's crazy. And, you know, again, you got these, I don't know how much money Tucker Carlson is making as a host,
It was a lot.
They're getting paid astronomical amounts of money every year.
Yes.
And you got sports athletes making $50, $60 million a year to play a game? That doesn't mean nothing to your life, really? What does it really mean to your life? A basketball game, a football game, a baseball game? Does it make your life better? If anything, it puts more stress on you because you want your team to win. If they lose, you get all bummed out. It's not helping your life and your health. I mean, it's utter insanity. Then you're paying these Hollywood actors now hundreds of millions of dollars to make a movie, like $80 million sometimes some of these guys are getting to make a movie that doesn't mean nothing. It's all fictitious. It's not realistic. You know, Mel Gibson made Braveheart. That was pretty a realistic type movie. And they try to crucify him for that. They try to crucify him for the Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, that's the one that they really did not like. That's the one that really stirred up a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Mike. And, you know, that's the problem. You know, like I said, Mike, you got the minorities telling the majority what to do, and that's got to come to an end. Because I don't, you know, Mike, I think we're going to end up like Russia. Like you said, we're going to end up breaking up. Our economy's going to collapse, and I think we're just going to have, probably that's the best way to go in some in a situation. I don't know. I mean, I love the Founding Fathers. I love the Constitution, what it stood for, and the Bill of Rights, but it's not standing for nothing anymore, Mike.
Yeah.
We're letting our elections get stolen from us. Our elections are literally being stolen from us by machines, and maybe 10 people in the whole United States are telling you what the result's going to be, whether you like it or not. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. You know, anyway, Tom, I've let you talk for a good chunk of time. We have other callers waiting on the line. So thank you very much for the call, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I sent you an email, Mike, so you can get further, I guess, information on this. But I misspelled the name of the cloud. There's a new cloud. Did you hear about it? It's Peritus cloud.
I think I did hear something about that.
Yeah, I know you keep your ear to the science community there. Well, I've been noticing them for maybe the past 10 years or so. They're not too common, but they do show up. Mostly when there's a cold front or some other collision of, maybe differences in humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a convection. Anytime there's a convection. But and these clouds, they look like maybe like a silk carpet or like a silk drape with water on them. They just undulate and they'll go up and down, and it's really bizarre looking.
Mm-hmm.
And they're unexplained. I mean, everything I looked at, we'll start looking into it, see what could be causing it. How does a cloud just appear out of nowhere, a new type of cloud in the past 10, 20 years?
I assume that this cloud has manifested itself before, but they're only just getting around to saying we should give this its own name.
We just noticed it.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right, and we're going to go to Richard in New York. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. So when it comes to the, Al Jazeera and RT, they are the news stations.
Yeah.
Aren't they? Isn't there a base? Like they have a base set up in the UK. The headquarters.
I think they have. I don't know if it's the headquarters, but I think they definitely have a newsroom there.
Well, the headquarters for London. You know what I mean? So it's not
okay.
Official,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Not supposed to be the official, but they have their own studios there.
Yes.
So when Russia kicked CNN out of Russia, how is it that they're still going back to the Moscow all the time? Last year they kicked them out, remember? And Putin's supposed to be an evil dictator that knows everything and is torturing everyone, enslaving them and all that. So it doesn't really make sense how CNN got back in there. And then also, Al Jazeera and RT, if something happened to the Middle East or Russia, I mean, would it be above the UK people? Not the people, but the UK government, royalty, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
To make it seem like it's still nothing's going on there?
You've kind of lost me during all this explanation. Could you give us the Cliff Notes version?
I'm asking if you think it's if it's above board, if the UK, whatever you want to say, government royalty, is above trying to use their studios of Al Jazeera and RT to make it seem like they're still over there and those countries still, like nothing happened.
Okay, now I understand what you're saying. You know, anything is possible. What you have to do is, as you are given information, you know, that you need to evaluate it for yourself. Okay, don't just sit there in front of the screen and, you know, they say, this is what's going on, and say, oh, I'm informed, I can go to the party now. No, you really do need to become your own best analyst and judge for yourself the validity of what's going on.
To the best of your knowledge of the information, so the circumstance that you're in, the knowledge that you obtained, right?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
For the information and situation that you're in, the knowledge that you've obtained, try to make the best judgment, discernment that you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So other than that, basically we should be careful of, you know, whether or not they're saying someone's at a certain location or whatever, because green screens and all that AI stuff and movie Hollywood stuff.
Yeah, I know about the Hollywood stuff here. Anyway, Richard, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to go to Paul in, I guess it's, let's see, Michigan. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, longtime listener and admirer, first-time caller.
Okay, and, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I enjoy your show tremendously. I believe that Fox News should hire you to replace Tucker, number one. Would you take it if they offered it to you?
Well, right now I'm kind of desperate for money, so yes, I would.
I thought so. Well, here's why I called. I have a formula, and it's not mine. It's somebody else's. It's a formula to take care of this $32 trillion debt we have.
Yeah.
And it goes like this. We will replace, we will abolish all monthly interest-paying loans and replace that and convert them all to fee-based loans payable at the beginning of the loan and principal payments the rest of the way until the loan is paid. Now, here's where that formula originally came.
Yeah, I know where it came
during,
from.
It came during the Depression when Hitler took over Germany, and he had to find a way to get them out of bankruptcy and debt and get the economy going, and that's the formula he used. And guess what? Germany got out of debt, they got out of bankruptcy, and their economy boomed more than any other country in the whole world. And what do you think of that formula being used here?
Well, you're going to face a lot of opposition. I mean, that formula
Absolutely.
Did not originate with Adolf Hitler. It goes back to the Muslims in medieval times because they did not allow usury under their religion. Neither did the Christians until the Templars came along. But what happened in Germany was quite simply that the Nazis got rid of the private central bank that had been imposed on them by the Treaty of Versailles, and they started issuing a value-based currency that didn't accrue interest to any bank, and that's what turned Germany's economy around. It was called the German Miracle, and as a result of it, Adolf Hitler wound up as Time Magazine's Man of the Year. And this, of course, is why people started getting angry, because people who were living in countries enslaved to private central banks were saying, well, why don't we do what they do? It's obviously going to work much better for the people. And that's when all the countries that were enslaved to private central banks said, we're going to have to get rid of this guy. He's giving the slaves uppity ideas.
Well, don't you think we could still use that formula here if we get a Republican
It would
in
be
there?
Great if we were. It would be great to have a commodity-based currency. Paul, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials.
All
we'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Stuart in Maine. Hello, Stuart. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
A couple of points. You know, a lot of times people call in on the same issue, as you know. You know, it's the same, you know, immigration or even the Jewish issue. And, you know, it's really just more the same. I mean, most of the people here know what the problem is. The issue, you know, what should be done is, if you're going to, it's time to call up to talk about solutions. What can be done about it instead of the same thing over and over again? I think it's useless.
Well, now, I know it's frustrating to just sit here and watch as the nation continues to decline. I've heard some people talk about we need a revolution, we need a civil war. I'm not in favor of that. I'm not a violent person. I keep thinking we might be headed to a Soviet Union-style collapse of the government. And lately, I've begun to see other people voicing exactly the same thought.
Yeah, but my point really is that these people who call in on the same issue all the time, you know, and it's nothing new. Immigration, the Jewish issue, you know, it's like, say something different. Say something about a solution. Or an idea. I mean, it's just, to me, it seems just like it's just venting. It's just self-indulgent, really, what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
And on a related issue, this issue of who we should vote for president, you know, if you elected somebody like Trump again, the best that could be done is he would slow the process of degeneration down, because you got the whole system against you.
Okay? Yeah, it's a systemic problem.
Exactly. The issue is so deep that it requires radical measures, and which leads me to the point of, historically, these issues are settled with a military coup. Okay? The Congress is useless. It should be shut down and reorganized. But you have a woke military, so I don't think that, you know, that's going to be realistic.
Maybe that's the reason they made the military woke.
Yeah, it could be. So I think a more practical issue, and you're starting to see it now, and you started to see some of it a couple of years ago, too, is a movement for secession. And
yes,
I think that is the best solution, because there's no hope in Washington, and it creates solutions that electing the right president will solve the issue. And the problem is systemic. And I think those are the kind of solutions we should be thinking about and trying to, you know, move in that direction on a grassroots level instead of whining and complaining about immigration for 1,000 times, or even the Jewish issue, you know. So that's what I wanted to call about.
Okay. Well, you certainly raise an important point. And, yes, there is a lot of repetition from some of our callers about those topics that they're most passionate about. And, you know, for me, my high priority for the nation is to get honest, verifiable elections. We can't peacefully fix any of the other problems until the will of the people really does represent the law of the land.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you,
all
Mike.
Right. So we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, I may have to take you through the next commercial break.
Oh, boy. How you doing, young man?
Doing all right.
And a big shout out to that gal, Claire, as well.
Okay.
I have
shout
to...
Shout out to Claire. she's in the other room.
Oh, boy. Hey, she's having fun, I hope. But anyway.
Yeah.
The previous caller has some very valid points, as all callers have very valid points. But unless you come up with something as far as being helpful or creative or whatever to help resolve issues, it becomes redundant. So the aspect as far as who gets voted into office is concerned, you know, you can put Madonna in office, for example. I know that would never happen, but, you know, just for poops and giggles, go figure. It's not the person who's sitting in that big chair up there that's running the show. It's the cabinet, it's the underlings, all that, and whoever happens to be a carryover from the next previous administration ad nauseum that's running the show. The person who they look as being the president is just merely the mouthpiece, and that's all there is to it. Unless they end up finding a way to get things on the ball legitimately that the people can see action occurring without it being hindered or halted, for that matter. As for some other aspects that I was originally calling about, the aspect of the corona fiasco shot jab, I almost feel like a broken record when I mentioned this once before, is that when they start requiring that people take boosters for this thing, that should be a red flag right there, or a big red stop sign saying, wait a minute, we already had the first shot if you actually went about doing it. But to try and say, well, you have to have
okay,
a booster.
Okay, I'm
going
to have to put you on hold, Francis,
whoops,
here.
There you go.
I've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And we're back here with Francis in North Carolina, and you were talking about, you know, getting booster vaccines, and why would you bother if the first shot didn't work?
Well, there you go. And for one, I don't even bother calling it a vaccine because that's an insult to the intelligence to begin with, but to each their own. If anything, I view it as a shot jab because, quite frankly, I know you mentioned about that maybe this is in preparation for biological warfare.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you, but we're in the midst of bio-warfare against the people. They're using the psychological warfare of making people think that, oh, well, we need to give you this, so we want to make you get it and take it so that way we can get you to drop dead. If there is an outbreak somewhere, oh, well, you know, that just adds to the total. But anyway, aside from that, as far as the, there was a report you mentioned earlier, one that was about the Federal Reserve or IRS talking about bordering a recession, as it were.
No, that was coming out of, I think it was the Federal Reserve.
Okay. But there was another mention earlier today. Was that from the same source or was that from another country?
Okay, I'm having trouble remembering. I only had one story today
where it's
warning that we're on the edge of a recession.
Okay, got it. Well, anyway, I'm not exactly sure. I know where they're getting numbers from is what they're pulling out the backside for that matter, because if anybody has any common sense or eyes to see, we have been in a recession for the past 2 years or better. If anything,
would actually agree with you on that.
The reason I say it is because right now we're more like on the border of a depression, for that matter. I mean, people have talked about this for decades. They had one little taste of it back in 2008 when a lot of shutdowns and everything occurred. But they really experienced a good bit of this when they shut things down in 2020 because of, biological warfare. We need to take care of this. When they set it all up to start with and made people terrified of each other and basically turned friend against friend, relative against relative, and so forth over a viral bug. I mean, people are subjected to viral bugs and bacteria every single day. I mean, go outside, breathe the air. You're going to have pollen flying in your nose, for crying out loud. Your histamine level goes off and starts sneezing. It's because your histamine is throwing it off. Same difference. So wearing a stupid facial mask or whatever you're going to call that thing is actually you're basically suffocating yourself because it's cutting off your oxygen flow to your brain, for that matter. So I just find it completely idiotic that people are still falling for this 3 years after the fact.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. But, people need to get their head together and yes, there's other issues, politically speaking, going on and distractions here and there about war of this, war of that, that the government officials are pulling off this way and that way. Your comment about the China's communicating with whoever's in charge in Ukraine are actually trying to see about doing a cancellation of war. Hey, if they can do it, more power to them. Apparently the government structure in the U.S. ain't doing it.
Structure in the U.S. wants war. You know, they don't want anybody to be getting along and being friends. It's the only way the U.S. can stay on top is to keep everybody underneath them fighting each other.
Well, that's true.
There's a new global alignment coming. It's going to be a multipolar world, and the United States is not going to be the strongest and most powerful nation. Because it's basically bankrupted itself with all of these wars of conquest. These wars have alienated much of the rest of the world against us. The rest of the world it resents the way the dollar was weaponized after it was declared the global reserve currency at Bretton Woods. And so, the U.S. government has really angered a great number of people for a great number of years. And so, we're an empire in decline. Yeah. I don't like to see it. I was sort of on Trump's side about making America great again. But I keep back. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, what I was going to say was, you can have an official like that to try to go to that, life to that end for the people, for the betterment of the people in the U.S. But the problem is, if we think back of how politicians functioned back before the year 2000, for that matter, for example, the U.S. were actually allies with these various countries that they're seeking to bang lightsabers against or whatever, for that matter. The U.S. Had allies that were in other countries that they're seeking to do bloodshed over on because of it based on greed. So until the people say enough's enough and actually do something about it, one way or the other, I mean, a lot of people are afraid that, they're going to come and take us out of our homes and throw us in jail or whatever, like the people on January 6th is concerned. Well, that's true, except for one thing. We don't really know all the details of what really happened with those people in January 6th that have been thrown in prison for the past 2+ years. They could have been moved around. They could have been subjected to a shot jab before they were ever incarcerated without any resource to their end to help them. On top of that, cutting off any communication to their relatives and friends and loved ones. You would think that the people would think, okay, something is wrong here. With the government structure, when they do this to people that were peacefully attending the grounds of the White House, although there were provocateurs, I'll give you that.
Yes, there were a lot of them.
Exactly. I mean, only because they had forewarning of the occurrence occurring and people going there in protest, but they were doing it quietly and peacefully. So even those that were peacefully doing it were arrested, which is illegal. So I'm just watching to see what happens, meanwhile, and just work locally with people to see where their head is and hopefully not up their backside. So with that, I have line of coconut and pineapple macaroni and the variants and, well, pumpkin pie, too, so don't get adulterated. Later.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Wow. All right. We're talking about solutions. Well, you know, I would sit here and think, dude, that we are being attacked on a multifaceted plane where, you know, one region's solution isn't the other region's solution. What's going on with Tom in Florida is not, you know, happening so much by me, but I can see it. And
yes,
everybody that comes in here should be, you know, giving a report through their region instead of parroting what's going on, you know, in the national media. Did you see this? Did you see this? I mean, because it's a complain fest. I mean, we all know, dude, that the world, dude, is being taken over by psychopathic, satanic, you know, evil forces. And if you're a good person, dude, that, you know, likes life and enjoys, you know, what little we have right now, which keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller, because realistically, dude, I think, dude, that we've been in a recession, dude, probably since we dropped off the gold standard. I mean, in all reality, because, you know, when you have the same job as what your father had and seeing what your father was able to produce for the family versus what you could produce for the family, you know, a couple dollars or, you know, higher gas prices and all that stuff seem mild in comparison to comparing, you know, what somebody could buy in 1972 with, you know, this kind of money or the relativeness of this kind of money as compared to today. We are all slaves, man. And
yes,
and the sad part is, dude, about this whole situation is that we live in a herd mentality where everybody, dude, you know, goes out for themselves, don't look over their, you know, their fellow man, don't care about their condition, you know, it's all, you know, I went into government, dude, so that I can take care of me and my family, but knowing that I'm going to accept all the baggage of the child trafficking, you know, the drug running, you know, the support, dude, of regime change, dude, here in America, dude, that's changed hands with every president, dude, that's washed the other president's hand.
Yes.
You know, today I saw something, you know, a person, dude, that, you know, on InfoWars during the third and fourth hour, his last name is Fletcher. I can't, I don't know if anybody's seen it. But, you know, he's sitting there talking about, dude, how, you know, they the planes that they used, dude, to hijack for 9/11 were met in midair by drone planes, and that, you know, these planes were, you know, laced with, you know, uranium and all that stuff, man, where it just incinerated, you know, the Twin Towers. And when you sit here and you think about it, you know, after they cleaned up from 9/11, there is no remnants, dude, whatsoever, dude, of anything, dude, that happened over there, dude, because they got rid of it all. Because they figured people would get smarter, dude, in the generations to come, and they'll look back on this situation, and they'll find, you know, the aha moment. And all that stuff.
Yeah, that happened. I mean, they did the same thing at the Oklahoma City Murrah Federal Building, demolished, bulldozed, taken away to an undisclosed location. Same thing at Waco, Texas. You know, just bulldozed the place flat, bulldozed a bunch of soil off, took it away to an undisclosed location. They even did that at Fort Marcy Park, where Vincent Foster's body had been dumped. After the body was removed and they'd done all the searching for evidence, they literally scraped off and re-landscaped that whole area.
You know, and in this the third and fourth hour of InfoWars today, they asked this gentleman, you know, who pretty much dude explained what's going on right now during this time, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and all that stuff, man. You know, where we're at, and he's like, we're at the point of no return. And because of that, I mean, I've been slowly coming to terms, dude, with the fact, dude, that I need to enjoy the life as it is right now. I mean, see the beauty in
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I understand how you're feeling. I kind of feel that way myself. You know, it's just,
I mean,
things are getting worse.
We're living in a period of time, dude, called the idiot period. Because everybody knows that you know, if you touch the hotness of a stove, you're going to burn. But you still burn your hands anyway and still do it anyway. And it's the herd mentality of everybody being ineffectual, you know, not having, you know, two parents, dude, growing up, being, you know, chemically castrated, you know, by, you know, vaccines and basically, you know, just, I mean, I feel sorry, dude, for transvestites and all that stuff and all that. Because if you really sit here and you look at this from a 40,000-foot perspective, dude, these people, dude, are being sterilized. These people, dude, have been, you know, mentally mutilated and all that stuff to the point where if you got raped once, dude, by a person, dude, you have the opportunity to heal and become whole. You can't become whole, dude, with this LGBTQ invasion and how it's being accepted in our society and how you're a weak person, dude, if you don't feel the same way, dude, as them. Be that person. Be that person, dude, that bucks the system. But also live life and realize, dude, that this is as good as it's going to get, you guys. You know, that's because from down here, you know, all the things that are coming to Woodwork, dude, you know, it's like all of the information out of the news was started as a drop, you know, like in 2016. And now it's to the point, dude, where it's a faucet. And it's just fire hose, even. You know, widespread corruption, dude. You can't trust nothing for nothing. And you know, the Republicans aren't going to help us. The Democrats aren't going to help us. Trump isn't going to help us. Dude, the U.S. military isn't going to help us and all that stuff. It depends on you looking at your neighbor and you telling your neighbor, hey, I don't like what's going on this little corner of the block. What are we going to do about it? And it's got a cascade effect throughout the rest of the nation in order for you to see the kind of change, dude, that you people want to see that happened, you know, 20, 30 years ago, where there was a relative peaceful period. We're living in an idiot period. We're living
in a period, dude,
where people are functionally literate. We are living illiterate, sorry. We're living in a period, dude, where people know, dude, that medications are poisonous and they have side effects, but they still take them anyway. We have a point in our time where you know, everybody's self-diagnosing themselves and all that stuff. I'm just at the point where I'm not going to call so much. And I'm just going to sit and listen and you know, and do what I want to do with the rest of my life, dude, because you know, obviously we're heading to a point, dude, where you could easily say, dude, that we may only have months to live. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, I agree with that. In fact, you know, I think the sense I get from a lot of the people calling on in is we know a big, huge collapse of this country is coming. We just like to get it over with. Okay. All right. I guess Marco. Marco dropped. All right. So we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. And Pat, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
Did you know how deep that earthquake was they had in New York City Sunday?
Let's see. I saw something about it. It wasn't a very powerful quake. But
3.6.
Say again?
3.6.
Well, to a California expat, 3.6 is no big deal.
Well, it depends. See, when it's in a populated area, they have a different way of doing it. So it might have rushed. It may have been higher. I forgot what they call it when it's in a populated area, like Haiti was. They had
well, you probably if it's in New York City, you know, the buildings are going to probably sway quite a bit, even from a 3.6 quake.
People did.
And I don't know if New York has much of a quake building code.
No, they've never had one. but
But they do get small quakes all the time. This is not really all that unusual. Okay.
The people talking. I've lived here all my life. I've never felt an earthquake before, and they were feeling it. But anyway, I thought you might know how deep it was. That's the main thing. See, but another
okay,
thing.
Okay. Well, it says this does not have the depth. I'm looking at some stuff right now. And I'm not seeing it. And Pat, I think we're going to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Okay, thanks.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Born in the city with the silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And I'm going to continue with the economic news here. I mentioned this briefly yesterday, but it's worth repeating. This is from Your Destination Now, And it's talking about how the electric vehicles really do cost more to operate than conventional gas-powered cars. And apparently, the electric vehicles performed worse in EPA estimates than the gas-powered cars. And this was just confirmed by SAE International using real-world highway test data provided by Car and Driver magazine. Now, there's another problem with the electric vehicles, and that is those EV batteries, which have a bad habit of bursting into flames. And on this one article that we were looking at Fox Business, they were showing a row of these F-150 electric trucks, and one of them went up, and they just like dominoes. And in fact, there's even already a call for regulation about how far EV vehicles must be parked from other vehicles. Regardless of whether they're electric or gasoline, they're going to enforce a buffer zone around the electric vehicles, which is only going to complicate parking lots and increase traffic congestion. So, anyway, getting into immigration here, New York City Mayor Eric Adams is now blaming the deterioration of New York City on migrants. And yeah, I think that is probably a major, major factor. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's parole pipeline, which is bringing hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals to the U.S. every few months, has imported more than 300,000 Ukrainian nationals in just a year. This is a population twice the size of Charleston, South Carolina. That's how many of these people are coming on in. Okay. Now, Charlie Robinson is out there on Station Gossip basically saying that already the transgender industry is $2 billion a year in terms of hormones and surgical alterations. It's a big, big money maker. And yeah, they're taking something that's not really a big problem, gender dysphoria, which is part of growing up for most people, and they grow out of it. And say, oh, it's a crisis. We've got to give you a pill. We've got to do surgery and everything. And they're permanently destroying these children. As one of our callers was saying, you know, you can't come back from a surgical transition. You are sterile. Okay. You might be able to come back surgically, but you're never going to have kids. And so, and, you know, is this part of an agenda of depopulation? Or is it just we live in a country where as long as it provides money, it's okay to do? And that seems to be okay. All right. There is the music. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. William Repellum is going to be having the microphone. And please spread the word at republicbroadcasting.org. We definitely need to grow our audience. Spread the word of what really happened as well. And I'm being told that Richard Carey is actually filling in tonight. So we'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Easoff LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.